Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
With spite, I hold the mic to fight. With force, I keep it away, of course. And I'm keeping you from creeping. And on the stage, I raise and I'm rolling. To the poor, I pour it on the metaphors. I'm not bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We pray to save the point made you consider it. Done by the prophet, the rain.
Okay, folks, here we go.
Well, other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability in the system. It is wrong. Full stop. What I do want to say is that the way I look at it is I commend the officers and the grand jury for their decisions.
What about the lockdown?
I'm Mia Melisa Henderson. We have breaking news. We're waiting right now for a live news conference from Chicago where there's been another stunning turn of events in the Jussie Smollett case. The actor had been accused of staging an attack and break. All charges against him have now been dropped. The state attorney in Cook County released a statement saying, quote, after reviewing all of the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community and agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to this case. CNN's Ryan Young joins us now. Ryan, you have been following this case for the last few weeks, months, in fact. How did we get here?
Yeah, that's the biggest question that we ever have. Right now, actually, I'm standing behind the camera because we're told within the next 2 minutes or so, Jussie Smollett and his lawyers are expected to walk to the mics and give this first statement. We were also all shocked by this today. We basically got a heads up to get to the court. When we arrived at court, we were already told that Jussie Smollett and his team have arrived here. We were told by his spokesperson that they found out late last night that this was going down. And basically what we're saying right now is all these charges, all 16, were dropped. We're even waiting at this point about an hour from now for the not only for the police superintendent but the mayor to give a statement about how this all came down. I'm not even sure how much information they have that this is going to happen because the rumors started spreading quickly. But you got to think about this. The Cook County State Attorney's Office decided after a review of the evidence that they were going to drop the charges. So what you have to wonder here is, did they find something out about the two men who were working with the police department? And that's why they decided to move forward with dropping these charges. We don't know. We don't have that information just yet. What we do know is Jussie Smollett went into court. It lasted about 2 minutes. We're told he had to sign some paperwork. After signing paperwork, we were told that his lawyer and his team would walk to the mic and give a brief statement about everything that's going on. And we were told we were about a 2 minute warning away from that happening now. So I believe, as you see this woman going around the corner, that's the spokesperson right there. The blonde is walking around the corner. We're told he should come out and give us a statement. But from here, we've been both. At the end of the day, like I said, our job as police officers is to present them with the evidence. The apology comes from the person that did. If you want to say you're innocent of a situation, then you take your day in court. I would never, if someone falsely accused me, I would never hide behind a broken deal and secret. Period.
But you never had any idea about this at all, right? You thought out about this today.
I don't know what's unusual for the state's attorney, but we found out about when you all did.
Hold on one second. I'll say one thing. From top to bottom, not on the level. From the state attorney's office, I understand that piece, but I do want to get.
Thank you. Niggas ain't in there, they out of sight. And what's fucked up about it, the motherfuckers from your own city or little town or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Them be the worst ones. Niggas in here, man, can't stand to see a nigga having nothing, nigga. I be eating Free World steak and shrimp and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Choking like a motherfucker got a bone in his throat on that Smirnoff. They can't stand it, you know? But fuck me.
I'm looking tight. These jealous niggas looking at me and my car so shite. Wanna take my life and won't reject, but I see all through it. Never let these bitch niggas take what's my nigga, never do it. Who say he going through a thing when y'all ain't never lied? I got a baby, but his mama act like he ain't mine. Wicked women using children to live on. Wanna hurt and try to hate, cause she know the thrill is gone. Say, man, I stopped smoking with haters back in 94. But niggas thinking that a sweet gon' get them through my dope. And niggas talk a lot of shit in a safe place. I know cause he can't look me out of eye when he in my face. Now nigga listen to my bitch and see just what I mean. Nigga, I ride dirty every day, but still I sound so clean. Glitter and gleam ain't all what it looks like. So I keep swinging out here clanging, trying to live my life.
Days going, coming for me just awake. I know I'm blessed. I grab my sets and split my sister with my thumb. Some of my tweets be tight, now some of my tweets be fucked up. But all of my tweets gon' blow, gon' kill her, smoke get sucked up. I looked up today and didn't fall prey to none of that pistol play. But who gives a say? Tomorrow they won't be blasting this away. I'm bumping blister, hey. Still upset about the drama here at this time of year. I'm wiping away my dead homie's mama tears. But naturally, them fucking losses always after me. So I have to be in that manner on that 503. I'm living dastardly. Must be all about survival, G. These niggas passing me. Streets just keep on getting live with me. They said there has to be another way, but I ain't feeling that. They tried to steal a lot. In my wig, they want to peel it back. But still, the fact remains, it's all about the cane. Swang and bang. Peace to ESG and all the victims of the game, man. But everything is still the same in my neighborhood. Niggas frown when you up and smile when you down. And when you change for the better, life will stop coming around. I see the jealousy and hating in the wicked ways. We all our children praising paper, smoking our life away. Got to the point where I could not decipher day from night. She say she love me, but all we do not is fucking fight. My conscience fuck with me so much that I can't eat or sleep. The other side of selling dope and out there running the streets. And even though I'm gaining street fame coming from this rap game, luck for thinking and compulsive drinking is a normal thing. Some get erased and misplaced trying to win the race. Some try to hold on to their face by smoking with lace. But sick drugs and plastic thugs ain't gonna change the hood. I'm smoking skunk and popping the trunk to make me feel good.
You are listening to the Marty Schmidt Show.
Officers and the grand jury for their decision. Well, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, our job as police officers is to present them with the evidence. The apology comes from the person that did this. If you want to say you're innocent of a situation, then you take your day in court. nothing. If someone falsely accused me, I would never hide behind a broken deal and secret. Period.
But you didn't have to talk about this at all, right? When you come out about this today while you were here,
I don't know what's unusual for the state's attorney, but we found out about when you lost.
John, hold on one second. I'll say one thing. From top to bottom, this is not on the level. From the state's attorney's office, I understand exactly, so I do want to, it's not on the level, but I also want to say, and I want to emphasize on this score with the superintendent just said. In the end of the day, Mr. Smollett that committed this false claim upon two individuals and who wants to testify, but also on the city. One action, yes, we're looking at the same claim. It is not on the level from beginning to end, and there needs to be a level of accountability throughout the system. And this sends an unambiguous message that there is no accountability, and that is wrong.
Thank you,
well, you know, prosecutors have their discretion, of course. We still have to work with the state's attorney's office. I'm sure we'll have some conversation after this. But again, at the end of the day, it's Mr. Smollett who committed this hoax, period. If he wanted to clear his name, the way to do that was in a court of law so that everyone could see the evidence. You all know what the bond prophet said. You know, we all know what it said. So, you know, I stand by the fact of what we produce. If they want to dispute those facts, then the place to do that is in court.
I want to say one other thing. Mr. Smollett is still saying that he is innocent, still running down the Chicago Police Department. How dare him? How dare him? After everybody saw, and I want to remind you, this is not